Sue Saker from Farnham. Good evening to you, Sue. How's your week been?
Hi, Nikki. It's been good, thank you. I am enjoying the kids being back at online school. They're engaged. Their school's done an amazing job with the lessons online. So I've got a bit more free time, which is quite nice.
Oh, that's good. I know, it sort of gives a bit more structure, doesn't it?
Yes, yeah, definitely. And they're enjoying it and they're chatting to their friends at the same time. And so it's all going well for us.
Oh, I'm pleased to hear it. Right, what are your top tips for this week?
So the first one is there could be some tension building up in some relationships. And really the first one is to choose a positive story for how you're viewing your partner. And what I mean by this is if you're getting a bit fed up with them, say you've got a thing going in your head where you've decided your partner is lazy, as an example, then your brain will automatically notice all the evidence to back up that story that you're telling yourself. And it will look for all the tiny ways in which your partner maybe could have done more than what they have done, and where they're not sort of perhaps pulling their weight in your view. Whereas actually, if you choose a positive story and think, wow, my partner's really caring, your brain will start to look for the evidence to back that up. And in turn, you'll feel warmer towards them and you'll be acting towards them in a more positive fashion, and the relationship will start to blossom more.
Oh, I like that, because otherwise resentment can build up, can't it? So easily,
especially at the moment. Yeah.
Yeah. No, love that one.
Good. So the second one is to consider having dedicated date nights or quality time without the kids. So I think for a lot of couples, especially if you've got children, there's more of an emphasis on family time at the moment, and perhaps less on the couple as the two of them together without the kids. Or perhaps they've got older kids who have come back from university or wherever else, so the house is a lot more full. And also we're all sort of getting into new routines now and new habits have formed. So it's a good idea just to check in and see if some of those habits could be improved. So, you know, perhaps maybe kids are staying up later, so rather than going to bed a bit on time, and there's not enough time for a couple to spend time together. So just dedicating an evening once a week where they ship everybody else off to a different room, or they choose to do something different instead of just slump in front of the TV. Maybe, you know, no TV, we're going to listen to some music, have a chat, or we're going to dress up and cook a lovely meal together or play a game, whatever. But just choose to do something really nice together with your partner, which is a bit different to what you're doing generally.
I know. Do you know what the trouble we're having? Because my daughter, normally she gets up very early to get a school bus, but because she doesn't have to be up as early now for school, so she is staying up a little bit later. But both my husband and I have to be up really early for work in the morning.
Oh, that's so tricky, yeah.
I mean, we're struggling to stay awake. We're really trying to keep Saturday nights. We just catch up on Homeland because that's sort of our favourite TV show at the moment. But we really struggle.
Yes.
We really struggle to stay awake, but it is so important, because I really noticed that this week, that we're not getting any time that's just us, because the time we have all together, you know, we're not playing badminton in the evening and trying to keep active, you know, especially as now my daughter's back at school and they're sitting a lot in the day. So we have been trying to sort of run around a bit in the evening. But yeah, so we've got to try and find a way of staying awake long enough so we can do that. I think that's such a brilliant idea. It really is important, isn't it? And it gives you a chance to chat about stuff that you both want to chat through on your own as well.
Yeah, definitely. And you know, there's different ways of doing it. It may be that you one evening say to your daughter, she can watch her favourite programme for an hour while you two go and sit in the kitchen and have a chat. You know, it's about being creative, trying to find that, carve out that time wherever you can.
Yeah, I know it is a difficult one, but certainly one to really earmark. Brilliant. Thank you. And what's your third one?
So the third one is to not expect your partner to fill in for all the people that you would usually connect with in your life, because it puts too much pressure on the relationship. And even if you've got the greatest partner in the world, they're not all of your friends and your work colleagues and the people you run with and everything else. So really think about who else you could reach out to, especially if you're struggling at the moment, and even more so if both of you are feeling a bit down. It can sort of swirl between you and it's hard for either of you to buoy the other one up. Whereas actually having a good call with a really good friend, one-on-one, I really recommend. I think a lot of us are perhaps in the habit of doing group online calls, and you can't always have a really good conversation there. They tick a great box for having a good giggle or something with a group of friends where you all know one another. But a one-on-one call with somebody, or if you're really feeling overwhelmed, I really encourage you to reach out to your GP or another professional. I've noticed more people really struggling this week.
Yeah, and it's been a tough...
It's so important to nip it in the bud.
Definitely, because the week before last was tough, but I definitely think this week has been much, much tougher. So that's a really good thing to notice, because you can't be all things to all people, can you?
No, you might have that friend who always gives you great advice. It doesn't mean your partner can now give you great advice. Yeah. They might be terrible at advice.
Oh, and it is easy to try and find someone else to chat to as well, isn't it? Like you mentioned, you can contact your GP or somebody like you to just really talk things through.
Yeah, or even just a good friend. But you know, and I think people might think, oh, I'm not sure they'll want to, I don't want to bother them, they're busy with their kids and everything. But actually, I think everybody will benefit if we all reach out one-on-one a little bit more.
Brilliant. As always, Sue, thank you so much.
My pleasure. Good to
I
be here again.
I hope you have a lovely week. Anything special planned for this week?
No, I don't think we've got any plans. I have floated the idea of camping again, but no one else is going for it, which is a bit disappointing. But
I think we've got quite a lot of rain coming up, Sue, so that maybe they've looked at the weather forecast.
Yeah, they're probably wiser than me.
Well, keep persevering. You never know. You might get another. Or just have one on your own.
Yeah, well, it's tempting.
It's a good way to get some space. Oh, yeah. Lovely to catch up with you. Thank you so much. And you'll be back next Sunday with more brilliant advice to keep us all going.
Yeah. Yeah, I look forward to it, Nikki. Thank you.
You take care. Thank you so much, Sue.
Bye-bye.